Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
STL is Y98 in the Brent Mega Show on Y98.
The second day in a row, I didn't plug in my headphones. Like, I don't know why.
What's wrong with you?
I know. I'm very Hannah-like.
Well, good thing I have a story for this morning.
I mean, I have stories. I just don't have headphones. Those are different. What's your story?
So I texted AV this morning. I'm like, hey, are you going to McDonald's? And she's like, no, I'm not. So I had to fend for myself. And I went to my McDonald's. They were closed, so that's a story for another day. But I went to a gas station to get like a little sandwich and a drink. I got a sausage croissant and like a protein drink.
One of those Core Power ones, right? I've seen those before. I've had those before.
$10.15. I was blown away for a croissant and a little drink.
That sounds about what prices are now.
That's what you would have paid at McDonald's.
That's what you would have paid at McDonald's.
For one thing?
And you didn't even offer AB anything.
She, I mean, I guess you wouldn't know McDonald's. The pricing at McDonald's because I normally buy it for you.
Hey, whoa. I thought I'd been running
so let's go back
on my $50 McDonald's gift card that I won. Wait, I thought that was true. What that my tab has been.
No. Let's go back to this. I didn't know this. So wait a minute. AB, when she picks up McDonald's and brings it to the studio for you, you don't pay her?
Brett, don't act like you've ever paid me either.
I get a hash brown occasionally.
Still!
And
Kevin's the only one. He pays me in cash.
And I get a hash brown, and I always say, no, I don't want it because I feel bad because I don't have cash.
Oh, you throw this whole petty thing.
I do not ask for it, and I always say no, and then AB brings a hash brown, and I feel good that she brought me a hash brown, but I've never asked. I've never pursued it. I didn't know this.
Yeah, but it's more annoying that way. I'm more annoying. I feel bad. Then I'm like, okay, well, I have to get him something.
First off, how did this get spun out of
me? And I have a tab, okay?
Why? What's the tab?
Because I won the $50 McDonald's gift card for our Easter egg hunt extravaganza. So that's what I've been using it for because I never got it handed to me.
Oh, so AB's got it on. Do you have it on you?
Yeah, I keep it in my car.
Have you been using it? Because I feel like $50 for you would just go by really fast at McDonald's.
Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, guess now we're back to Venmoing.
I don't need anything. It's okay.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't want to feel bad. Because then someone will throw it back in my face that I've never given money for what? I would say a dollar hash brown, but we all just know that inflation's hitting us all.
Yeah.
It's like the $6 hash brown.
Everybody needs to pay up. Everything's too expensive.
The all-new Brent Mega Show. Live.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Last weekend, Utah 911 operator Janessa Thornton was participating in a 5K race when she ended up saving Fred Bernhardt's life by performing CPR after he collapsed on the course during the run. So because of her help and her skills and her knowledge of like how to do CPR and how to save a life, she was able to get to Fred before the like emergency crew showed up. and he is now calling her his CPR guardian angel.
CPR guardian angel.
So now the both of them are advocating for everybody to learn how to do CPR training and how important it is, because you never know when you're, like, you know, those events are never anything that you plan.
Sure, no, yeah.
And so they're both advocating for everybody to know how to do it, because you truly could save someone's life.
You know, the other thing with the CPR training is the confidence it instills in someone to do it in those types of situations. Like, for me, mm-hmm. who's not CPR certified, I just think of the concept of, like, being in that situation and having to, like, do CPR. I'd be like, so intimidating. Mm-hmm. But I've talked to so many people that are CPR certified, like, they feel confident that, hey, if this needs, I need to step up, I can step up. And that's awesome.
I know. And I feel like, you know, it's like a thing we all really should do.
Right.
Maybe
sure.
we should
right.
do it together, because I feel like it's almost a common thing. Like, I feel like everybody knows somebody who's had to, like, perform CPR.
Sure. So. Like, being CPR certified is, like, you know, something, a luxury that we all should have if
yes.
we can.
Yes.
This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out our new CD rates at togethercu.org.
Wow! I feel good.
Your good news is brought to you by Siteman Cancer Center with the Cardinals Game Time. It's the Cardinals and the Tigers. Siteman Cancer Center, national leaders in care. First pitch is at 2:40 on our sister station, KMOX.
Thank you for listening. And tell your friends.
The polls are open.
All right, we're going to throw up an answer to one of the Hannah's homeschools right now as we're talking. So just go to the Brett Mega Show. You got an advantage to beat Hannah, which Hannah thinks everyone needs, and she's kind of right, actually, about that. She has, like, 60-plus wins. So we're
63
making,
to be exact.
All right. So we're trying to make it harder for her to win Hannah's homeschool. So if you want to go to our Instagram, Brett Mega Show, you're going to get a freebie just for following us on Instagram and have a chance to win those Paw Patrol tickets for your kids. You'll do anything for your kids, even follow us on Instagram. This has the internet completely divided for the poll of the day. 51-49.
Woo!
Do you wash your new clothes before wearing them?
Honestly, no.
No?
I don't. I'm wearing new jeans right now. Haven't washed them. If I have a new shirt, won't wash it.
It depends on the item.
Really?
Underwear okay. gets washed.
Okay.
So new underwear
gets washed. Open up a package,
you'll
wash yes. it before.
Yeah, it's weird. But socks don't. Like a new shirt probably gets ironed. New jeans, new pants, don't.
No.
So, and yeah, so, but anything that's like an, I'm like, all underwear goes through the wash.
No matter
everything,
what.
Everything else, it's new, it doesn't, it waits.
All right.
It waits.
AB.
I've literally never even thought about it.
Okay, well, think about it now.
Yeah, well, what do you, I don't, I don't wash it.
Oh, you never even consider
no.
washing. Oh, I thought you
no.
meant like, I don't know what I do.
No,
oh,
I've so never washed
you
new
never
clothes.
Even considered it?
No.
So my wife and I are divided on this. She's always telling me, you got to wash your clothes. They're all new, blah, blah, blah. I just wear it. I actually think that when you wear it the first time before you wash it, it looks better.
Oh, same. I think like, that too.
You got yeah. that good first wear before you wash it and screw it up. It's because Hannah says I'm really bad at laundry, so I know I'm going to screw it up. So I want to wear it like maybe even twice before I wash
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's how I am. I like prolong washing stuff. Yeah. I'm like, well, once I wash it, it's not new anymore and it's not.
Not
like,
going to look the same.
Yeah, it's not as good.
You're right. Yeah, but yeah, 51% of people said no. 49% said yes. It is
dang.
Usually a divided house.
I can't believe we all agree.
The polls are open.
All right. Paw Patrol tickets are up for grabs. And one of the answers to Hannah's homeschool is on our Instagram. If you want to play, 314-531-9898. Give you a chance to play for Paw Patrol tickets.
Hannah's homeschool.
So, Michael, are you ready to play Hannah's homeschool?
Oh, yeah.
All right, Michael.
Oh, yeah.
Five pop culture questions, you versus Hannah. Hannah likes to brag that she's got like 60-plus wins. So what we do is we throw an answer up on Instagram, the Brett Mega Show on IG, to give you an advantage. All right, so question number one. Taylor Swift's ex, Matt Healy, said he hasn't listened to his diss track on Torture Poets Department. Sure. What band is he in?
Matt Healy. I don't know. Jesus.
Judith?
I don't know.
Oh, that's okay. You sound stressed. It's okay.
It's not that serious.
It's okay. It's okay.
All right. This rapper recently celebrated 16 years of sobriety.
Eminem?
Yes. All right, this is one of the answers that was on Instagram on the Brett Mega Show. If you follow us on IG, you always have an advantage. This tennis movie was the number one movie at the box office this weekend.
Challengers?
Yeah, there you go. Who is the host of American Idol?
American Idol.
For like the last 22 years, who has hosted American Idol, Ryan? Or Michael?
Ryan Seacrest?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. And they named the three Simpson children.
You got Maggie, Lisa, and Bart.
All right. Hey, all right. That was the most uncertain four. Well, shaky four I've ever heard. But you got 4 out of 5, Michael. All right. Nice job, all right. Michael. Let's bring in Hannah and see how Hannah does. All right?
Okay.
Hannah's homeschool. Hannah's homeschool.
Here comes Hannah Gibbs, the queen superintendent of Hannah's homeschool. It's 5 pop culture questions. Michael just got done answering 5 questions. Now Hannah's going to answer the same questions. Michael was a little shaky, a little nervous, struggled at times, but didn't matter because he still got 4 out of 5 correct.
Did you give him fake points?
No, I just, Michael lacked confidence, but he got there, okay?
Okay.
Michael, are you feeling confident with your 4 out of 5 now?
Not really.
See, now you see what I'm dealing with here, Hannah.
Yep.
All right, okay. Here we go. Taylor Swift's ex, Matt Healy, said he hasn't listened to the diss track on Tortured Poets Department. Nobody believes him. What band is he in?
1975.
That's correct. Not Judith.
Judith?
Which we think was Michael's answer. We're not really sure. This rapper recently celebrated 16 years of sobriety.
Ooh. Eminem?
That's correct. This tennis movie was the number one.
Challengers.
Yes. Also was posted on Instagram on the cheat sheet to give you an answer. Michael picked up that free point when he followed us on Instagram on the Brett Magus Show. Who is the host of American Idol? 22 seasons, guys.
Ryan Seacrest?
Yes.
Okay,
we go.
I was nervous because I didn't know if he like stepped back or not.
Oh, no. Name the three Simpsons children. Longest running scripted
Kevin,
TV show.
Stop freaking giving me the side eye over there. Marge.
Marge, okay. Good old Marge.
Leo.
Leo?
Leo.
Marge and Leo?
Yep.
Hank.
Marge, Leo, and Hank.
You know, we'd be kind to give you Marge because one is Maggie, which would be Margaret, which would be Marge's daughter,
wow,
Maggie.
Kevin, the nicest
wow.
person.
I was
not Maggie, you Marge. Lisa, and Bart.
Okay, Lisa, Leo, kind of close.
Oh, my God, yes. I see
I can swing there, yeah.
And
yeah.
then Bart Simpson, like iconic.
Hank.
Bart Hank, same thing.
This is an Arkansas version of The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
the Springfield, Missouri version of The Simpsons. All right, 4 out of 5 for Hannah.
Woo!
Very interesting, yes. Hannah's homeschool. Tie goes to Hannah for the win. Somebody's got to win this round.
Yep.
You do got to say, this is Michael and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Michael and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, keep it moving is where we're going to cover all the trending stories of the day. We know life is busy, so we put 2 minutes on the clock because we're like, okay, let's cover everything in the next 2 minutes. And I scroll through the internet for you because, well, you don't have time to scroll. Hannah will either tell me keep it moving or tell me more. Let's start with the best day to be productive according to astrology.
Ooh, hopefully it's today.
It is.
Tuesday.
Tuesday is the best day of the week to be productive. It's because of the lunar interference. And really, they shouldn't start your work day on Monday because the way the moons work and all that astrology, if you believe in it.
Bad juju.
Yep. Tuesdays are the day that you're going to get the most done. It's the best way to start your week. So I think cancel Mondays. That's good. Yeah. And Monday should be a weekend.
Okay, I'm here for it.
I actually agree with everything they just said there. Avocado power.
Keep it moving.
All right. Avocado toast is out in your world.
Yeah, I've never been a fan of it.
Well, it's one of the best possible things for you to eat and start your day with. But whatever. You hate it and you kept
nope,
it moving.
Nope, that's not for me. Start it negative.
Titanic watch sells for a record.
Well, how much?
A 14-carat gold pocket watch by the Titanic's wealthiest passenger. It was actually found on his dead body, if you're curious.
Oh!
Sold for $1.5 million at an auction. It's the world record of something sold off from the Titanic. His wife, Madeline, survived because they were on an extended honeymoon from Europe. That's why they're on the Titanic. She was pregnant at the time, survived. He did not. And that's how we got Jack and Rose, basically. Except for Jack was broke, and this guy clearly was the richest guy in the Titanic.
Wow.
But she made it, man. The door was big enough for her, so it worked for her.
People love their Titanic stuff.
Which characteristic best defines a real man in 2024?
What makes a real man?
Survey finds that a real man is a great husband and father who takes care of his family. Only 3% of those polled think a real man is defined by how good a lover he is or by how much money he makes. So what defines a real man is just if he's a good dad and a good father.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. All right. Want to get ahead at the office? Then do this.
How? I need all the help I can get after my smirk I did.
Oh, we're out of time. Sorry.
Oh, no.
I guess you'll never know. They say occupy the power seat when it comes to meetings. When you have a meeting, sit directly opposite of the boss, make eye contact with them, and have a constant relationship and draw the boss's attention.
What
not
be good
to
for
do is laugh at the boss's face when they're
I
making
wasn't
a comment,
laughing.
Which is what Hannah did. We were in a big meeting and Hannah laughed at the big boss's face. So much so that she goes, "What's the problem, Hannah? Why is you smirking at me?"
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Mega Minds.
Alright, we're gonna kick off an hour of commercial free music here in a second. But first, the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. See if you can get this one. 48% of people living in the U.S. do this once a day. What do us in the U.S. do once a day, Hannah?
I think you're bringing this up because AB and I neglected to do this last week. Shower.
The whole week?
We weren't showering a lot last week. We don't know why we were talking about it with you. We were like, I don't know what's happening, but we're like not showering.
Yeah, Brett had to like text us and be like, reminder, like shower today.
Yeah, because we're in a radio studio and it's gross.
We've showered since.
Okay. No, Kevin.
I think though it's in the bathroom. I think it's brush their teeth. They may more
once
people
a day.
Yeah, you know, 48% that's half do it. Maybe more do it more.
Forget to do it at bedtime.
Yeah,
kind of
yeah.
I'm gonna say thank you.
Once like a day, that. Only one thank you a day, huh?
48%? I definitely say it a lot more, but I feel like most people
don't. Yeah. Good guesses, except for Hannah. no, I think most people do shower once a day, except for like some weird people like Hannah and AB. No, it's something you consume. 48% of us living in the U.S. consume this once a day. What is the answer? That's your big hint. 314-531-9898. Give it the answer at 718 when we kick off an hour of commercial-free music.
Mega Mind!
Thank you for listening. And tell Louis.
St. Louis weather.
Beautiful weather for once in St. Louis. Sunny with a high of 82. Tomorrow, a high of 86. This weather sponsored by Ashley. This is home.
Mega Mind!
I love how you said, for once in St. Louis. I love you as
well. I'm being for real.
Yep. We are commercial free. Let's give you the answer to the Megamind question of the day. 48% of people in the U.S. do this once a day. And I did give you a big hint to say something we consume once a day.
Cassie says drink coffee. Melanie says eat breakfast. Mary says drinking milk. Meyer family, half of them say fries, the other half say hamburgers. Mallory says drink water.
No one's gotten it yet, by the way.
Let's see. Aunt Kathy and Uncle Pete, I like their answer. They say vitamins. Take a vitamin.
Oh, yeah.
They would be vitamins.
Shout out some superstars.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with vitamin people.
Yeah.
Teacher Suzanne says drink a glass of juice. And Catherine says straight up apples.
No one got it. This stumped people. I cannot believe it.
Really?
And it's something we 48% drink it once a day, and even like a pretty good 0.25% of people drink multiple a day.
Energy drinks?
Soda.
Soda. Oh.
Soda. I love soda, but it's so bad.
And so that's the answer. 48% of people in the U.S. have at least one soda every single day.
Mega Minds.
All right, we're commercial free, so hang out with us, have some fun, enjoy the sunshine we got going on for once today, and find out who almost got hacked and what went down in 3 minutes on Y98 St. Louis. You ever been almost hacked? You've ever been hacked? Someone stole your identity before? 314-531-9898. Who is using your identity? All of a sudden, you get like an update email, like you're trying to buy a million, Matchbox cars in California, and you're like, nope, that's not me. Not a million Matchbox cars in California is not me. What was it for you? Because Hannah's boyfriend almost recently got hacked. And the funniest part about this is, if you know Hannah's boyfriend, he's like paranoid about this.
Yeah.
He would be the guy who was like, I'm never going to be hacked. And he almost got hacked.
Yeah, he did get hacked, actually.
Oh, he did get hacked.
Yeah, so I got home the other day and he was on the phone forever with this person talking about his credit card. And yeah, he got an email asking to fill out a survey for Dick's Warehouse. And Dick's Warehouse is a place that my boyfriend and I love to go. And they took it away where we live and we really want it back. So he was filling out a survey to, you know, try and say we had such a good experience there.
Shut up. That's how he got hacked?
Yeah, and it looked legit.
Everybody knows if they send you a survey, fill out this survey.
That's not true.
Hannah, our company got hacked. Odyssey, our company got hacked. Mm-hmm. What was it? A few years ago. Yep. And they was one of those things that's like, hey, we are taking over your company. And it was like a skull and crossbone. And we have to take a million of these phishing classes now. Like, I feel like no company in the history of companies has taken as many phishing classes as we have done. And they ask you the same question over and over and over again. If they tell you to fill out a survey, click this link. Do not do it.
Well,
learned nothing and your boyfriend has learned nothing.
Lesson for Momo to learn. So anyway, he filled out the survey and then all of a sudden on his credit card, he started getting charges for like a home exterior company. And he was like, what is this? What? And so he had to
dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben and Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef, and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
To cancel his credit card, whatever.
Damn.
The funny thing is yesterday I got an update. They sent him his new credit card, and this is really bad. On his credit card, the new number is 666.
Whoa.
And so he's like, so he sent it back. He's like, I can't take.
Oh, he sent it back?
Yeah, he was like, I cannot have a card that represents that. That's, no, I can't have it.
Really?
Yeah, so then he sent it back.
That's like a whole different conversation.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that. I've never heard
Mark
of anyone.
Of the beast.
Ever
yeah.
sending a credit card back.
Yeah, he didn't want that juju or whatever. So yeah, he sent it back. They
he should start
stuff.
With not trying to fill out random emails.
Right, yeah.
Lesson learned, okay?
My mom always falls for the text from UPS.
Yes, you get the text message.
Every time.
This is your Amazon driver, and it's like some random number, like, let's talk or something. You're like,
it's
no.
It's like the UPS has your wrong address or something. Like, give us your information, and my mom's like, oh, okay. Every
this
time.
You always warn your parents and your grandparents, aunts and uncles about it. So when you fall for something, you're like, oh my gosh, why?
Oh my God.
I've gotten hacked like 300 times.
Have you?
Okay. Oh, wow.
314-531-9898. I want to hear more about how you've been hacked 300 times and how Amazon has now stopped you from actually using their site. And I'll tell you how I paid another hacker to hack a hacker in 3 minutes. But we want to hear your stories. Who took your identity? Who hacked you? And were you as dumb as Momo, which is Hannah's boyfriend? I only talk to gay men. And no one ever steal your identity. You got hacked. 314-531-9898. You sharing those stories makes Hannah's boyfriend feel a little bit better. Hannah's boyfriend, who he looks like a monster. He's just jacked. So we call him Momo.
Yep.
Good old poor Momo all of a sudden is filling out one of those emails that says, fill out the survey if you want to get Dick's Warehouse back. Like, Momo's the guy to do it. Momo thought, if I fill out the survey, they're going to bring back my favorite athletic wear.
Yep.
He thought he was going to save the universe. And he got hacked. All of a sudden, they were buying, what, furniture online?
Yep, home Ooh. Exterior stuff. Ooh.
But he belongs being with Hannah and dating Hannah because Hannah has been hacked so many times, they won't even let her sign up for Amazon. How is that even possible?
Yeah, that's true. I don't know how, but every single time I would put a card in for Amazon, it would charge me for things I didn't buy, and it would charge me for buying like multiple Prime accounts when I only had one, but it would charge me for multiple addresses and things. So I would call and I'd cancel, but then if I'd get another card, the same exact thing would happen. And I don't know why. So then my bank just said, okay, ma'am, you are no longer allowed on any of your cards. Seriously, on every single one of my cards in future, if I open a card, I cannot access Amazon.com. So now it's such a pain. So I have to Venmo my boyfriend every time that I want to buy something on Amazon, and it has to be through his account.
Wow. You can't even like surprise him.
Man.
No.
And you know you're bad if they're like, we're just not going to, we're blocking you from the world's biggest
like,
site.
It's like they're blocking me like with my social security number. So like no matter what, I will never be able to allow to have an Amazon account.
You're the only person I know that is banned from Amazon. Mm. You are impressive.
And I don't know how. Like it wasn't like I was buying a lot myself. Like I barely even went on it, and then somebody out there is having a heyday with my identity.
I don't know how either. I'm just 90% sure it's your fault.
Yeah.
Michelle, this same thing happened to you. Someone stole your identity and they cleaned you out, huh?
Yes. So I hadn't used my Instagram account in forever, and when Facebook bought out Instagram, I had Facebook Pay. And I guess Facebook Pay actually rolled over into Instagram. And Instagram, I guess I had been hacked on my Instagram account. And someone had went on a shopping spree with my Facebook Pay. And they had bought all kinds of clothing, perfume, backpacks. And these weren't just cheap. These were like $100 backpacks, $100 perfume.
Whoa.
And they had done, like, multiple transactions, and they had them shipped to some weird logistics company, so they were not traceable at all.
What the? Ghost? Spy people? What the hell?
Yeah, it was so weird. They couldn't trace them to anybody, but my banking account ended up being, like, negative $1,800 by the end of this whole entire thing. And I had called my bank. Luckily, I bank at a small community bank that I had used to work with, and they were really nice, and they were helping me out because there was no way I was going to be able to call all of these companies and try to, you know, get my money back or anything like that. They canceled my card and reordered it and reordered me a new card, and it took me about 2 weeks to get all of my money back.
And you're like, what do you do, like, when you're negative $1,800 and you have to, like, go buy a sandwich that day? You're like, you're just like...
You're stuck. You don't have any money for a little while, and you just hope that you're...
Wow.
The people that you have to pay bills to, you hope that they're a little bit sympathetic to you.
That is a crazy story.
All because of Big Daddy Meta.
Big Daddy Meta. Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it, Michelle. I got hacked on Instagram, too. They stole my Instagram. And then they told me, hey, if you want your Instagram back, it's at like 10,000 followers, and you want your followers back, we're either going to sell it to you or we're going to sell it to somebody else, because you can just buy someone else's Instagram who has a lot of followers, and then they can just change the name. And they're like, someone will pay $300 for your Instagram. Give me $300. And I was like, I don't know. There was like from Turkey. And I was like, no. And he kept threatening me, and he was cussing me out in like other languages. And I had to like... Google Translate, and it was like, listen, mother effer, give me the money or your Instagram account will go away. And so then I paid another hacker that I found online to hack him back. And
Brett, what?
And the hacker never gave me my money back or my Instagram. So I paid the other guy.
Yeah. Oh, my. No. Okay, that might be the dumbest thing you've ever done in your whole life. Mark that down.
The other hacker seemed really nice, and he said that I felt like in hacker world, there was a good guy and a bad guy, and I was going to pay the good guy.
You were going to get
the good hacker? Yeah, and the bad. He was going to defeat the bad hacker.
How'd that work out for you?
314-5, not good. Not good. But am I alone? Has anyone else been hacked before? Is Momo the only one? 314-531-9898. Carrie's got a story. Kevin's got a story. We'll take your calls right after replay.
Shardy's like a melody. Replay,
song is fun. I heard Hannah sing it in the studio. I haven't heard that song in a while. We're commercial free on the Brett Mega Show. If you've ever been hacked or had your identity stolen, 314-531-9898. We all laughed at Hannah's boyfriend, Matt, who was filling out a survey online, which is the classic phishing email. Don't fill out the survey. He tried to fill out a survey online, got his identity hacked. But it turns out I paid a hacker to hack another hacker. That was stupid because I got my Instagram hacked. Hannah's been hacked so many times that Amazon said, you're no longer welcome here. Kevin, you've got hacked before too?
Yes. It has happened to the best of us. It happened to me years ago, though, and I think hopefully learned my lesson. Plus, it predates all the training we've had here at work, and it was all the stuff before they were phishing emails and
Kevin
things like
trying to justify getting hacked. Yeah. What happened, bro?
Well, it was my PayPal account. I got an email from what I thought was PayPal, and they're saying, hey, you know, your account has been dormant for a while. You need to do this to state yourself. And I was like, okay. And I did that. And then they not only took all my PayPal money, they took a lot of my money in my checking account.
Damn. Did you get it back? Or
yes,
no?
I did. Yes, I did. And found
out. And now Sarah runs the PayPal account.
Yes, yes. But found out that it was some guys out of Russia. They were, went to not only to the bank, but then the police met with the police about it, too, because apparently it's like, you know, this is what they do.
Seem generally surprised it wasn't PayPal. It was the guys out of Russia. It wasn't PayPal this entire time, guys.
Come on. Yeah. So, you know, then PayPal was like, yeah, we would never do that. We would never reach out to you. Well, I didn't know. Now
it's
I know.
It's crazy that you got to update, like, yes, two men in Russia. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I'd want to know. I'd be scared.
They could trace back where some of the money was going, and that it was going to some account in Russia is where they said that that's why they knew it was there.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe Sarah made him do research. Like, you look up where it ultimately went.
Do this book report. Yeah. Carrie, your Amazon account got hacked. What happened?
My Amazon account got hacked. Same thing. I was doing surveys online, and they would pay directly into your Amazon account when you got paid. So I had probably $700 in my Amazon account that I had earned for surveys, and next thing you know, I go to log in to try to buy something because I was saving it for Christmas.
And I couldn't
get into my Amazon account, couldn't log in, couldn't do anything. Next thing I knew, the money was gone. I probably was locked out for 3 or 4 months before Amazon got it figured out, but they never refunded my money.
Damn. So you lost $700 and you lost Amazon for Christmas, which Amazon Prime comes in the clutch around Christmas.
Well, it gets worse. That's not the only time.
Carrie, it happened to you again?
Well, what makes it so bad is I went to a pawn shop to buy gifts because, you know, you can get some nice jewelry.
All right.
And when they handed me my change, I guess I did not pick up my ID, and my ID got stolen.
No!
What?
And whoever stole my ID was really smart because they started printing checks at home off their off their own computer and cashing them everywhere. And, I mean, for their license plates at Dearburg. I had never even heard of Shrewsbury until the police showed up at my office to arrest me for passing bad checks.
The cops
what?
Came?
This is nuts.
Wow.
So the cops came to your house?
No, they came to my place of employment.
Shut up. Even worse. That's even more embarrassing. Everyone thought you were like this crazy crook. They're like, oh my God. Carrie's running this double life.
Yeah, put me in handcuffs, took me to Shrewsbury, which I'd never even heard of. Fingerprinted me, made me write my name on a piece of paper and showed me a video of a woman and asked if I knew her because that was who was passing bad checks.
Wow.
And I bet you that woman was like an old elderly woman who was pulling this off too. Looked like such a sweet old lady.
it was crazy because I had to carry a police report around with me for 2 years.
Wow. Whoa. What? So did this ultimately get resolved? Like, did you get your money back? Like, did you get out of trouble?
Hannah just wants to know, can you use Amazon
again? I did get out of trouble. Yeah, well, they did let me back on Amazon, and after carrying a police report around with me for 2 years, finally got the credit situation, got all the government situations straightened out, so they all knew it wasn't me, got Shrewsbury taken care of, and from what I understand, they did make an arrest.
Damn. So Carrie got pulled out of work, put in handcuffs, was running faulty checks, running fake license plates, and she still can use Amazon and Hannah can.
Yeah.
Sorry, Hannah. Damn, girl, what did you do?
Wow.
This is crazy, too. I thought Carrie is crazy, but Tina, how did you find out your identity was getting stolen?
I found out because packages started arriving at my house that I did not order.
My husband
thought that I got him some really nice shoes because they were his size. That's the weird part. And I'm like, no, I didn't order those. And then other things started arriving in my size. So I don't know what their plan was with stealing my card and sending it to my house. So yeah, we got quite a few nice things before we realized, like, what's going on here.
People just must be really loving us right now. Right. That's so nice of them to send us stuff.
Right.
The funniest part about this is, too, it's really hard to prove. Like, hey, I know that my car just bought really nice stuff in my size, and I'm wearing it, but it wasn't me.
Yeah. I swear.
Exactly. Like, you sound like a crazy person trying to get your money back.
Right.
And number two, this also proves that there are nice hackers out there, guys.
Right.
I paid a nice hacker, like
not
Tina.
Not nice enough.
No.
That's what I was looking for. I thought my hacker would hack me back, and then they'd be like, buy me some shoes and stuff like that. That's what I was looking for the entire time. Oh, my God. Those are great. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
I'm going to give you guys an update on Britney Spears ever since her conservatorship ended in 3 minutes.
I love this list. There's a list out there that has movies that make you feel like a kid again. This makes you feel nostalgic. Want to hear one movie that you just put on and all of a sudden it takes you back to your childhood? 314-531-9898. If you want to text in your movies, we'll start compiling our list. We'll talk about it in 5 minutes. But first, Hannah's going to break down all your entertainment news.
It's going down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready. So here we go.
So ever since Britney Spears' conservatorship ended with her dad, things have been kind of chaotic, and the recent update just leaves me unsettled. So we all know that Britney has a love-hate relationship with Instagram. She's deleted it before, she's either super active or she's not, and recently she is off the media app again. So she's done with Instagram for right now, and the last post that she made was pretty concerning. It was weird. It was like she was like showing her butt, and the caption said that she got hurt during her career with injury. She said, my family hurt me. There's been no justice and probably never will be. So really concerning things. Also, a source came out that was close to her and said that she is blowing money like no other. Before her conservatorship ended, she had $60 million, and she's been going on these lavish trips ever since to Hawaii, getting all these private jets, and now she's losing a lot of her money. They said that she's not exactly broke right now, but she's on the road to becoming broke because she's just spending all this money.
I heard each trip's like $2 million, and but she goes monthly.
I will say, in her defense, she's never been in charge of her own money, so she doesn't understand, you know,
well said,
all these things, because she's never had to do anything by herself for the first time. So no wonder she's going a little chaotic right now.
Agreed. I heard Ponch and Nikki, who do our afternoon show here on Y98, I heard them talking about this yesterday, and they kind of laugh like Britney's going broke, but like, and no duh, like, you took everything from her, right? And you act like people laugh and joke that she's crazy. people made her crazy.
Right.
And she is. She's definitely dealing with mental illness. She definitely needs help. But they locked her into a cage. They handled her net worth was $60 million. She was like, I forgot what the...
Her like allowance was.
I forgot what the Vegas residency was. But she's made way more over $60 million in her life. Yep. Let's be honest. Mm-hmm. It's Britney Spears. And the fact that when she came out of the conservatorship, only her net worth was $60 million is because they took all of her money. They spent all of her money. They did whatever they wanted with her money. They said you couldn't do anything. And now we act like somebody who's been caged wants to run around naked and spend money. Like, no, duh. You made somebody sick. She is dealing with trauma that we can never truly understand or even comprehend. And so, yes. Is she sick? Is she dealing with mental illness? Yes. Was it caused by some monsters? Yes. Is it concerning? Yeah. But like... I don't like sometimes I feel like we read this and we're surprised. Like, I can't believe Britney's going through this. Like, are you?
Right. But
then you clearly don't understand what they did to her because they made her mentally ill. They did. They forced her into that situation.
That was very well said, Brett. This has been Hannah's Hollywood hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
So Entertainment Weekly came out with this like list of 25 movies that just take you back to your childhood. We want to hear what would be on your list, and we'll go through some of them. 314-531-9898. Let's feel like a kid again. What is a movie that instantly you watch it, you put it on, and you feel like you're five? You feel like you're seven again. You just feel like a child. 314-531-9898. Entertainment Weekly made a list of 25 movies that will make you feel like a childhood again. And some of them are interesting. And then some of them I'm like, oh my God, yes. It just brings me back to feeling like a kid again. A Goofy movie on the list.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
It's so funny. The reason the Goofy movie stands out to me on this list is my son likes to pretend to fish. He like grabs this like fishing rod, and I literally was telling him about The Perfect Cast, which is part of the Goofy movie. He's like, do The Perfect Cast, Dad, do The Perfect Cast. And he like does those weird Goofy dance moves, and that becomes the viral dance move. I still talk about it to my kid. Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast. An interesting one is Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Air Bud, Space Jam, The Goonies, Stand By Me.
A lot of those movies are movies I showed my students when I taught second grade.
Really?
You know, so it
Kevin's like, I don't know what's on the agenda for today, but we're watching
The
Goonies.
That's the whole thing. Like, Goonies,
that's hilarious.
Goonies is like, yeah, that's my childhood. I remember going to theater and seeing that. I was like, that's great. You know, is E.T. on that list?
Yes, E.T.'s on the list.
Yes. Is Star Wars on that list?
I don't see Star Wars.
I'm surprised that doesn't remind you of your adulthood life.
It reminds me of my constant. You know, that's the constant.
What about you, Hannah? What's a movie that instantly you just feel like a kid again as soon as it's on?
I would say a lot of like Christmas movies, like even Home Alone.
Okay.
I loved watching all those movies growing up, so that would be a big one.
There is like something like all of a sudden you watch like Home Alone and you're like, cannot wait to open up Christmas gifts from Santa.
Yeah, like, it just feels like you're actively in Christmas again when you watch that movie. We have so many texts coming in about movies that remind them of their childhood. Goonies, Breakfast Club, Heavy Metal, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Footloose, the Kevin Bacon one.
All right, call it.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Text in with yours. We'll read some more of these. 314-531-9898.
Date is always on the Odyssey app.
What's a movie that instantly reminds you of your childhood? Just makes you feel like a kid again. 314-531-9898. Entertainment Weekly released this list of 25 childhood movies. It just makes you feel great. It makes you feel nostalgic. Number one on the list was Goofy Movie. We talked about that. There's so many good ones in here. Sandlot, My Girl, Now and Then.
I've never seen any of these.
Okay, what is your movie? What is watches the weirdest movies?
Well, I haven't really said anything because the movies I'm thinking of literally nobody's seen but family. Tell us. American Mall, Hoot. Yeah.
I do know Hoot. Yes.
Yeah.
What is Hoot about?
It's like they're saving the owls or something. There was a guy from Hannah Montana that was in it, and I thought he was really cute, so I really liked that movie.
So Hoot reminds you of your childhood.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Maybe. Oh, my God.
What about Homeward Bound, man? Homeward Bound is on the list.
Oh, yeah, The Incredible Journey. That's right. Yep. Yeah.
Mrs. Doubtfire? No?
I've seen that. I think it's kind of creepy.
There's some more on the text line, Hannah.
Yes. Brad gave a whole list for us. He said Three Ninjas.
Oh, my God. Tom Tom, Colt, and Rocky, man.
Oh, man.
And then there's Rocky Loves Emily. Rocky Loves Emily.
Brad is really getting a vibe.
I love Three Ninjas. I used to watch it so many times.
Little Giants, The Sandlot.
Giants.
I love this one. Deanna said Matilda.
Matilda is
Really good one. 16 Candles.
That's good. Charles, you had another Christmas movie because Hannah had said Home Alone. You said, oh, man, I agree with Home Alone. Turn your radio down, Charles. And what's the movie for you?
For me, it's going to be Gremlins, man.
Gremlins.
Is it a Christmas movie? Like, what is Gremlins supposed to be?
Man, all I remember is it's a bunch of tiny little, I don't even know what they were. Like, what
Gremlins. I think they're a little tiny gremlins.
Right,
But they were vicious and hilarious at the same time.
Yes.
And it was just, it was crazy. Like, as a kid, you're not scared of them, but.
Now, as an adult, you are. Really, why did I like that show?
Don't bring them into the light. Don't get them wet, and don't feed them after midnight.
Wow, good for you.
Wow, Kev, this.
And you ask, was that a Christmas movie? I remember when it came out, and they said, we deliberately released this film in the summer so it would not be a Christmas movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. JD, what's the movie that just brings you back to your childhood?
Oh, well, first of all, thank you for having me. It really means a lot. I listen to you guys every morning on my way to school. I'm actually in the school parking lot right now. I'm making this call.
Thank you.
Thanks, JD.
We appreciate that.
For me, it's Toy Story. It was always my childhood favorite. I love it so much. I just, something about it is just so classic in so many ways.
JD,
I love it so much.
I think your radio still is up a little bit. Turn it down. But yes, Toy Story is one of those movies that literally when you watch it, you have to sit down and watch it. And it brings back all those feelings of like, Woody just feeling left out. Buzz being like, come on, Buzz.
The claw.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. Thank you so much for the call and hanging out with us every single day, JD. There's a couple more text messages, Hannah.
Oh, my gosh. Chrissy said National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. Another text that I love. It says, I was the problem child, so American Pie.
I thought you were going to say problem child. Do you guys ever see Problem
John Ritter?
Gilbert Godfrey.
Yes,
the principal.
Right.
One of our bosses texted in and said, Drop Dead Fred. Allegedly, my wife and I are the only people that know that movie.
We got text saying that.
Drop Dead Fred, yes.
Yeah, we got text saying that. Wizard of Oz. Casper the Ghost, Grease with Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta.
I remember my mom dancing to like Grease Lightning, and the like, it just brings me back. Like, she used to love like Grease, and we'd listen to it and then dance.
Mm. Sam says Beethoven, Pretty in Pink.
Oh, Beethoven.
Willy Wonka, the original one. Winnie the Pooh, Flashdance.
Man, this makes just puts you in a good mood. Yeah. We just need to have like we need to have a movie night with all of our listeners.
Yes.
And watch some of these and get a bunch of popcorn. Hey, if the boss that texted you, could he get that, make that happen? Like, yeah, can we get a sponsor?
Yeah.
Speaking of AB, you're the single one on the show. I think we need to do this. Lonely man does something desperate to find love. I think we need to do this for AB. Tell you what it is in
Somebody
2 minutes.
Save me.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, keep it moving is where we roll through trending stories. We know life is busy, so like, you tell me what's happened in the world. Well, okay, that's our job. We'll do that for you, and we'll make it really fast for you. We'll put 2 minutes on the clock, and I'll just start reading off some headlines, and Hannah tells me either keep it moving or tell me more. Like, the only single person on the show is AB, and I think we need to do this. A lonely man is so desperate, he does this to find love.
Oh, I got to take it for AB.
He took out a billboard. Man spends $400 a week on a billboard. The sad part about this is he's 70 years old. He said he's 70 and he's lonely and he's really looking for someone. His advertisement on the billboard says he's looking for a woman who's marriage-minded and enjoys karaoke. Would you give him a call, AB?
I'll date him.
You would date him?
Yeah. Well,
AB would date you. You're not the only person. The billboard worked, AB.
Wow.
400 calls, 50 emails in 2 weeks that the billboards went up.
That's insane.
Now you got some competition.
Whoa. Looks like that's what we need to do for you.
We need to get AB on a billboard with one of her thirst traps from vacation. It says, looking for a guy who likes musicals and...
Goes to church.
And goes to church. And okay. Then bikini picture of AB.
Our boss, if you're still listening, hook that up too.
Yeah, if we can get a billboard of AB... Please, if it's only $400 a week, this guy, that's all he's paying for. How do we get a billboard for $400? The most affordable vacation destinations in the U.S.
Yes.
Okay, a lot of people want to go on some summer vacations. It's from a TV show, so you might be excited. The least expensive vacation for a 7-day family getaway is Outer Banks, North Carolina.
Really?
Yeah.
It's number one. Oh my gosh, I want to go there anyway.
I know, because of the TV show. For a family, it costs around $3,200 for a 7-day getaway, which is relatively cheap for families. Number two on the list was Charleston, West Virginia, Helen, Georgia, which I've been to, absolutely gorgeous, and Tybee Island, which I've also been to, very cool and gorgeous, and it's not too far from Savannah, which is really cool too.
Wow, okay.
Here's exactly how long you should spend sitting, standing, and sleeping each day.
Different for everybody. Keep it moving.
Okay. Would you wear a KFC barbecue perfume?
I would not. Keep it moving.
You don't want to smell like chicken?
Nope, it's I a would barbecue? Not.
They say it's charcoal. It's a woody smell with charcoal notes.
See, that doesn't sound bad.
See? I mean... You didn't shower last week for a week. I'd rather you smell like KFC than what you smelled like last week
on the
show.
I basically did smell like KFC.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Okay, last time we did this, Hannah did not understand the rules of the game.
No, I messed this up so bad.
So we're going to do it again. These are big confessions. Way too TMI. Stuff we wanted no one to hear. You're going to hear them on the air in 3 minutes on Y98 St. Louis. We are going to confess some stuff on the air that we never wanted ever to leave our deep, dark, secret vault. But we're about to open up that vault right now on the Brett Maga Show and do some confessions. One of the reasons this was inspired is yesterday we talked about this on the show is Hannah has no filter. She's just an oversharer. And everyone called in and said, I love when Hannah overshares. I love when the entire Brett Maga Show overshares. So we said... All right, then, let's
buckle
do it.
Up.
Buckle up. So this is how we're going to do it, though. So we actually sent in 3 confessions that we never wanted anyone to know. Definitely TMI stories that we'll have some explaining to do. But we sent them to the executive producer of Mark Cox's show. Works for a completely different radio show, 97.1. He printed them out for us and then put them in a bucket for us. So none of us know each other's confessions. No one's ever seen them. Not me, not Kevin, no one. I will dig into this bucket. Open up a confession, read it on the air, and then we will vote who we think's making this confession, and then that person has to step forward and explain themselves, okay?
Oh, boy!
All right, here we go. First confession. All right. says, I got caught going to third base in the eighth grade. Who was going to the third base in the eighth grade?
I have a guess for sure.
All right,
sure.
Get ready to make your guess. 3, 2, 1. Brett, A.B.
Yeah,
A.B., is it you?
I didn't even have my first kiss then.
Okay,
wow.
Okay, I thought it was just going to be one that was just going to throw us.
It was me. All right. Everyone got it right, Brett. In the room. It was me.
Eighth grade
going to third base. And here's the funniest part about that story. I was trying to break up with her. I was like, look, it's over between us. We're probably better off friends. And like in the eighth grade, she was like, well, I'll go to third base with you. And I was like, triple sound awesome.
Let's get married.
I'm never leaving you. So we're in the middle of hooking up and we left the door open and her mom comes upstairs like an idiot. And she's like, Nicole, get in here. And she's talking to her like, I can't believe you do that with a boy. She's yelling at her. And I had to like knock on the door. I'm like, hi, Mrs. Nicole's mom. Can I get a ride home? I'm in the eighth grade.
Oh my gosh. And so then I had to drive
in the car with her.
Poor Nicole's mom was probably bringing you guys like Kool-Aid and mac and cheese in the car.
Yeah. And I had to drive home. Then she had to explain it to my mom. And my mom goes, I'll get him on the D.A.R.E. program. I'm like, Mom, I know he's doing drugs. She's like, I don't know what to say. It sounds like he's on drugs.
Dare is nothing for that.
Yeah. Okay.
Jeez.
I hope
my confession doesn't come out.
All right. Let's do one more. Here we go. All right. I am supposed to have 3 of these, but no one has to know.
What?
Who did this?
Okay.
I'm supposed to have 3 of these, but nobody has to know.
All right. I have a guess just because how it was written.
I know, me too.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I'm going to submit Hannah because last time she didn't know this.
I did the same thing.
Everyone thought Hannah.
No, that wasn't me.
Oh.
Okay. No one?
No, that wasn't me.
Wait, that was me.
AB, what are you talking about?
I only sent in 2 and I said, don't tell anybody. They don't have to know. I couldn't come up with a 3rd one.
Put that in there? Shut up.
Yeah. So you're gonna cheat? And now you just got busted cheating?
Oh, I can't believe you put that in there.
Oh my God. Okay. So you were cheating.
Yeah.
This is why you never cheat. You always get caught.
Okay. Exposed.
I literally could. I did not understand.
See,
wow.
I heard it as, okay, somebody's got a 3rd nipple.
I know too. I thought for sure it was Kevin.
No.
Okay. Let's play a song and we'll try to come back and do another confession because that is just absolutely too funny. Kevin, if you could play the next song. We'll come back after Sprita Carpenter. Big confession on Y98.
Oh, not an
attitude. These are my confessions. Yeah, they are.
And I'm thrown and I don't know what to do now. I gotta keep part two
of confessions. All right, we are confessing some of our deepest secrets. These are the secrets we wanted locked in a vault, but now we've put them in a box. We actually emailed them to a coworker of ours. We never saw them. They printed them out, put them in this jar, and we're pulling them out, and we're guessing whose confession it is. And then that person has to step forward and reveal that confession, unless you're AB, who cheats. AB literally wrote down, I'm supposed to have 3, but I only put in 2. Don't tell anyone.
And then they put that in the bucket.
Well, that's what you get for trying to cheat.
Don't cheat on our games.
I spent over $100 at a store just to talk to the person who was working the checkout.
No hesitation on this one.
Oh, this is easy. Oh, I don't have an AB. I think it's AB.
Yep, that's who I guessed too.
I guessed me.
Wow, it's Kevin.
Kevin!
It is me. Yeah, and the weird thing was, okay, it was a health food store, and...
Well, this is not your type of place, Kev.
Well, this was years ago. This is actually pre-Sarah, and this was a very attractive woman who was working the register, and she had been working there a couple of times. I'd seen her before, and I'm like, I got to really try to talk to her. You know what? Best way to talk to her? Buy something. So what do I decide to buy? Colon cleanse.
Kevin? No.
Because it was like, well, I'm in the health food store. I really need this anyway. Yeah. Let's just say it did not go. I never got a chance for a date.
Why
didn't you buy like an extra large condom or something?
Well,
Well, I need these, baby. I don't know if you know this.
I figured that if I was going to, you know, it should be legit and real. And it was, yeah, it did not work.
You can't pull a girl with Miralax, Kev.
No, no. No, you can't.
Well, your best friend's about to learn something about you. I went on a date with my best friend's brother, and she has no idea. I think it's also Kevin. I went on a date with my best friend's brother, and she has no idea.
Ooh.
AB.
I think it's AB.
Yeah, it was me.
No!
So what? tell us that your best...
It was a couple years ago. He texted me. We went to Topgolf, and it was really fun. And then it was clearly a date. He paid for everything.
Oh.
And then he like texted me afterward wanting to do it again. And I was like, I can't. This feels weird. And then just like never told my friend. She never heard anything about it.
Really?
So if she's listening right now,
she would know?
She would know. Yeah.
Wow. So yeah. She's just finding out.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Ah!
And I guess he texted my friend, his sister, being like, do you know if like Anna's into me or something? And she texted me about that. And I was like, no, I would never.
Oh, wow. You lied to your best friend. Well, we know you lied about this other game. So
yeah, lies.
Let's do at least one more. Okay. I got in trouble as a kid for chewing on the leather seats in the car. Okay. This has got to be Kevin. Kevin.
I think it's Brett.
Oh, no.
So this wasn't like a thing when I was like a baby and I was teething. Like my sisters actually called me goat, and not like greatest of all time. Like I every
no
time, even when I was like 14 years old, I would gnaw on like the seats in my mom's car. I don't know why. That's really weird.
I know.
We got time for one more.
Stop judging. This is a confession zone.
Let's keep all your stuff away from the goat over there.
Yeah.
All right, I looked through my boyfriend's phone a week into dating and typed my name into his text to see what he was saying about me. Oh, that's dumb. That's easy. Hannah.
That was me.
No! What?
That is the most,
I love that for you!
That is the most Hannah thing you've ever done.
I know. That's why I put it in.
Oh, my God.
The only thing I really saw was he had texted his sister being like, I started dating this girl, blah, blah, blah. And he sent a picture of me, and her response was, wow, she looks just like your ex.
Dang.
Yeah.
So he has a type.
Yep.
What is that face? You don't like him?
No, I hate him. I love that you went through his phone. And I'm thrown, and I don't know what to do
now. Guess I gotta keep this part to my passion. Hannah, what are you going to confess to us in the Hollywood hashtag?
I'm going to play you guys Morgan Wallen and Post Malone's brand new song that they performed at Stagecoast this weekend at 8:35. This weekend, Morgan Wallen's headlined Stagecoach, which is a big country music festival. And, of course, he performed many of his signature hits, but he also had some help on stage, surprising the audience during the closing set on the main stage when he brought out Post Malone, who joined him with their brand new song called I Had Some Help. So they've teased this song on social media before, and it got a lot of good buzz, but they performed the whole song. It wasn't just like they performed 30 seconds of it. They did perform the entire song. There's videos of it all over TikTok, all over Instagram, all over YouTube if you want to look it up later and hear the whole song. It was pretty good, and there's still no like set release date for the track, but I think it's going to be a hit no matter what.
I think it's going to be a smash. Yep. I think they're going to perform it at a festival, so it sounds like a little pitchy, like
right,
with a pulse
right.
there.
That's not the best audio.
You know, like, but I feel like the song's going to be catchy. I think it's the cool version of Post Malone that we wanted to see with the crossover. Like, Fortnite feels like he's singing backups for Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
He feels like he's Rocky now this one with Morgan Wallen.
And you could just, I love the vibe of them together. I know Morgan Wallen has a lot of controversy surrounding him right now.
Truth.
But I feel like Post Malone hopefully can drag him in a good manner. And also, this song is perfect for the summer. Like, you just know you'll be on a boat. This song will be playing. You'll be drinking. It'll be fun. Mm-hmm. This will definitely be the song of the summer. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Good news, bad news. You know it's everywhere.
All right, let's do a little good news, bad news. I'll give you a good part of the story. This is good news, but we'll take a guess how the story is going to take a twist and end badly. Doctor comes in, delivers good news. You don't have cancer. How did this story take a twist and end badly?
I think that the doctor read the wrong person's results. Like he mixed up the folders or whatever, and I think he read like the person's report from the room over or something.
And then she still does have cancer.
Yeah.
No, I don't think she has cancer. I think she has something worse. Like, you don't have cancer, but you only have 10 days to live.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
AB?
I don't know. Yeah, I think they diagnose her wrong and they like start treating her for something she doesn't have.
AB is the closest with a random guess. She was clearly not prepared, had a random ass guess, and is the closest. This story is wild. It is crazy. Something bad is going down. Tell you what it is at 8:48 on Y98 St. Louis.
Good news, bad news. You know it's everywhere.
Thank you for listening. And
Let's talk to you about supplement superstores. Hannah and I walked into supplement superstores and let's do operation transformation. I think this is something that was something we wanted to try. They're like, cool. Well, let's help you, give you a guide, sign up for operation transformation. It gives you like a step-by-step guide to give you workouts, nutritional advice. And we said, hey, what supplement should we take in? They recommended protein. We grabbed some new protein and they recommended 213 Flashpoint, which something was new to me.
Yeah, this has been something that has really changed like our direction of the day. Brett and I both drank it every morning and every night. It's something we look forward to, and it has so many amazing benefits. It boosts your metabolism. It gives you an energy boost. It also helps you recover. There's no magic pill or drink or formula in fitness. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of dedication. But this drink helps boost those things that you work so hard for.
That's what supplements for. They're supposed to be to supplement diets or supplement you throughout your fitness journey. Right now, they're offering 20% off if you use the Brett and Hannah special. And so we recommend you go to Supplement Superstores. You ask some questions. Say, hey, Brett and Hannah sent me in. Can I get 20% off my 213 Flashpoint? Hannah and I take it every single day. You could join us on our journey and hopefully hit those goals and make it lifestyle changes for you.
The news on Y98.
Good news, bad news, you know it's everywhere.
Our good news, bad news is when I tell you the good part of the story, and then we go around the room, we guess how we think the story is going to end badly. AB clearly did not have a good guess. She had nothing, but then got the closest. So this patient just found out from the doctor, you don't have cancer. And your guess was what, AB?
That they misdiagnosed them and then gave them incorrect treatment.
Kind of. So almost all of that is correct. A woman in Texas was diagnosed with terminal cancer, was given 15 months to live. She did two rounds of chemotherapy. Doctors go, oh my God, we misread this report. You actually never had cancer.
Oh no.
I hope she gets a lot of money.
Oh.
Was told she had 15 months to live and did
two rounds of
chemotherapy and said, oh my God. We misread it. You never even had
cancer. That is
terrible.
That is a crazy good news.
Do you have a follow-up for us? Anything?
No, I don't know. I hope she's rich.
Bad news, you know it's everywhere.
All right, so Kevin, is it your wife who has this theory about when you wake up, if you're a morning or when you were born, if you're a morning person or a night person?
She went
right
to a party a couple weekends ago and found this out talking to an astrologist. So,
really?
Yeah, apparently when you wake up and when you were born can determine if you're a morning person or not.
All right. We'll find out right after JT. We'll talk about it on Y98. All right. According to astrologists, The time that you were born could tell us a lot about you, especially if you're a morning person or a night owl. You were talking about this at a party, Kevin.
Yeah, you know, Sarah went to a party here a couple weekends ago, and they had an astrologist there, and she was like, you know, curious about when they were born, when their husbands were born, and how that can also determine like your relationship, your personality type. And I was born early in the morning. I was born at 4:26. I know because I still have my birth certificate.
Still know where that thing is. Yeah, a lot of people have it packed away somewhere.
And a photo that my mom, you know, had in our little, you know, baby book and all that stuff. So I've been wired for mornings. And so like the time you're born kind of sets your life or can set your life to be if you're a morning person or an afternoon person or a night owl.
See, I'm a morning person, but I was born at 6 o'clock at night on the head.
Really?
Yeah. AB, you were born in the morning. So
I was
born
in the morning, but I really don't think I'm a morning person.
Yeah, I think you're a night person.
Yeah. Yeah, I was born at 3:30 in the afternoon.
And you are a morning person.
I am definitely a morning person.
Okay, so I don't know if that's true. Let's look at this, like what this astrology daily life says about the time you were born and how it can dictate your personality. See if it matches up with us. Kevin, you were born the earliest at 4:26. It says to you about you. Public appreciation and power are very vital to Kevin. You like to be the center of attention, and this is not without a reason. You have a strong leadership qualities to match.
No, I don't think so. I don't think it's me at all. I'm a great lieutenant, not a great captain.
I thought that was interesting. AB, you were born at what time? You said 9 a.m.?
9, yeah.
All right. You're an outgoing personality with optimistic outlook towards life. Well, outgoing is one thing. Optimistic, you do seem like that.
Yeah, you're optimistic.
Self-discipline is very important to you. You are a sensitive person with your own worst critic. You are very clear about your strengths, weaknesses, aims, and no one can stop you from what you're trying to achieve.
Maybe. Yeah. Ish.
No, I didn't think so. I do think everyone can be their own worst critic. That's the same for everybody.
These are so generic.
That's what you always say. Okay, let's see what it says about Hannah. You have an intense sense of curiosity. That is so true. You are a spirited person with spontaneous nature. You live a life full of adventure and surprises. You surprise people, but you don't like surprises.
Yeah.
You are not the adventurous person, but you find yourself in adventurous situations.
Yeah.
But you don't like that, actually.
No, so I don't. Far, I feel routine. Like,
so far, it's been like the opposite of every single person. And then for me, I was born at 6 o'clock at night. You're an emotional person and believe strongly in love. You may not express your emotions openly, but you're quite sensitive to everything around you. Generally, you're innocent, sweet-natured, and caring people. You are very proactive about your near and dear ones, and you understand, and you have a very realistic approach to life. I feel like that's the closest.
Yeah, I think that's pretty accurate, because you do feel a lot of things, but you just don't outwardly express them.
Yes, agreed. And I probably am, like, I do feel like I am... Like, I believe in love strongly, but you probably wouldn't get that impression.
Yeah, and you're very, very, very proactive.
So what we're saying is 1 out of 4, not too bad.
Science!
No, I still am not an astrology believer. Cicadas, astrology, and the freaking solar eclipse are my things I don't believe in.
Glad we covered
that. And the election. No, I'm kidding.
Glad that's covered.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.